position I thought was pretty good. You know, I thought, we got to get better in some spots. We got to have some guys that are some of our more talented guys that can be at a higher level. But I was really happy with some of the newcomers. You know, I thought Ray Holly was outstanding today. I thought Mike Compton had a really good day today in the backfield. Roosevelt Falls, real happy with those guys. Thought that was really impressive the way those guys practiced and competed. You know, Tala Bacaro, I thought was really solid. Gerard Shalo, I thought made a lot of plays, was competitive. He was really did a good job for a freshman. I don't think he knows what he's doing yet, but he's extremely talented. Really can catch the ball. We got some other guys who got to pick it up a little bit. You know, I was disappointed in some of the guys today. Sorry. some other guys got to pick it up a little bit. And so, you know, I thought it was a decent first day. For what always happens your first day, some of the guys you're really counting on or you really think are going to be good players kind of maybe don't surprise you that they're not better than they are, and then some other guys always surprise you that they're better than they are. So it's, you know, that's the way it goes sometimes.
It's funny you mentioned the three running backs, Holly, Compton, Falls. I mean, just for me watching this, you know, someone who doesn't really know a whole lot about evaluating guys, I can at least see those guys are practicing extremely hard every time they touch the ball. It's 110%.
I think those guys are just really good, solid, hard-nosed, tough football players, and that's really what those running backs have to do. And we got to get our receivers to play a little more physical, and compete at a higher level. I mean, that's the thing is that, you know, we've said all along they're talented guys, but we got to get them. Got to get them, compete at a higher level. I thought David Grew was another guy that really stood out. I thought he had a great day today. Same thing. Just goes hard, competes for the ball, when it's in the air, knows what to do, and you know, you can win a lot of games with guys like that. Those are the kind of guys that have always been good players for this.
Defensive side, just anybody that stood out.
I thought Terry Carter, Josh Victorian, thought those guys were good. I thought they did a lot of good things. Jay Dudley, I thought he was very average today. Just was really happy with the way Victorian and Carter both competed. I think that those guys are working hard. You know, we've got a lot of athletes at that position, you know, signing some junior college guys and getting some guys in, and I think that those guys have stepped up because I think it's like anything else, it's more competition. Those spots, the guys pushing it, just a good bit of those guys, you know, pushing those guys. So when that happens, you know, you get guys that play at a higher level.
How happy to see a guy that, you know, is it a four-man race for quarterback or is it three?
I think it's four guys. I think it's what we got to do is just try to see what everybody can do. And I think that's, I think we got a preview today. He's going to be behind a little bit because, he just hasn't repped live. A lot of times he and the wide receivers weren't on the same page. That just comes with time. So he's got some talent. So it's just a matter of, getting on the same page with those guys.
What period of practice tells you the most about guys? Is it going 11-on-11? Is it?
Really, it's all of them, honestly. I think 11-on-11 is a little tough on the offense early because it takes a while to get everybody executed. You got to have 11 guys executed, in order to be successful moving the football. And so, this time of year there's usually 7-8 guys. You hope you get 9 guys before long, and then you get 10. When you start getting pretty good, so you got 11 guys doing a good job. I thought our defense did a good job getting rushing the pass. In fact, pass rush itself, those guys, just their overall enthusiasm. I think there's a lot of carryover with that unit from the spring, and it was really pleased just with the way that the confidence they played with, the speed they played with. I think they're really starting to develop a little bit of personality.
He'll
be fine. He's gonna be kind of a week to week deal. Probably won't be this, be out this week, and then start working him back in probably a week to 10 days from now.
Did anyone get banged up in practice? That's a concern. I saw a Tank in the pop. I don't know.
Yeah, I know we had some guys who had some cramps, but nothing major. I was happy that we didn't have more guys go down with cramps. It's just first day is always, guys trying to get used to tape jobs and treating, just getting out here and working through some soreness and that kind of stuff. So I didn't see anybody that had any kind of soreness.